102-year-old World War II veteran. Tuskegee Airman honored in Nevada, it makes you feel very humble. By Michael Foster on April 2, 2023. A 102-year-old World War II veteran who served as one of the famed Tuskegee Airmen was honored in Henderson, Nevada, on Wednesday. The Nevada Department of Veterans Services, NDVS, noted that a group of veterans were honored at a ceremony at Prestige Assisted Living at Mira Loma in Henderson, Nevada, on Wednesday, March 29. One of the veterans who were honored was Lieutenant Colonel Lester McCants, a World War II veteran who trained as one of the first 100 pilots in the 1st Tuskegee Airmen. As the National Air and Space Museum at the Smithsonian Institution explained, the Tuskegee Airmen were the first black pilots in the history of the United States military. In 1941, the U.S. Army Air Corps, predecessor to the modern-day U.S. Air Force, was a segregated part of the military. With World War II near at hand, it was decided to offer training to African Americans as pilots and mechanics. The new air base at Tuskegee, Alabama, became the center for the training program of black air personnel. Called the Tuskegee Airmen, these airmen made a pioneering contribution to the war and the subsequent drive to end racial segregation in the American Armed Forces. A newspaper transcript archived by the Smithsonian Institution revealed that after being commissioned as an officer, McCants had to stop at Harlem Airport, where he enjoyed the company of many service members while waiting to receive a new flying permit. McCants was pictured in the member directory of the Sam Bruce chapter of Tuskegee Airmen Incorporated. The assisted living community where the ceremony was held noted that McCants went on to serve his country for 2 decades. Mr. McCants was one of the first black pilots to fly solo from the U.S. to Asia. He also served in Germany, 1946. Japan, 1953, Korea, 1954, Lebanon, 1958, and Cuba, 1963. During his career, he received numerous awards: Armed Forces Expeditionary Medal, Army Aviator Badge, Senior Army Aviator Badge, World War II Victory Medal, Italian Merit of War, and Air Med, just to name a few. The community also indicated McCants had received commendations from former President Barack Obama and spent much of his retirement traveling with his wife. After serving his country in the air, later in life Lester and his late wife Lucy saw the world by sea. As the couple loved taking cruises around the world, the community wrote. McCants told KTNB that he enjoyed the event and is grateful to be recognized for his service. "The recall from guys that I work with, the people I served with, it makes you feel very humble," he said. "Just seeming happy to be here, to be with new friends and to receive the accolades, it's really outstanding. Thank you very much."